This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the latest Nibiwak along the Wisconsin River, and Native artists receive statewide honors. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Red Lake Tribal Government inauguration earlier this month marks the end of this year's tribal election season for Minnesota's Ojibwe tribes. The other six Ojibwe bands are part of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, and their swearing-in ceremonies took place in July. There is one more special election that's just been announced. Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will hold a primary election for the District 1 committee person. That election is scheduled for October 2nd. Boys Fort Ojibwe grandmother Sharon Day has just finished this year's Nibiwak. It was an 11-day journey, 387 miles along the Wisconsin River. On the first day of the walk, Day collected water from the river's headwaters in Michigan. The group of walkers carried it each day as they offered prayers of gratitude for the water and prayers for its health and healing. Their final stop in Wisconsin was where the Wisconsin River meets the Mississippi. Sharon Day explained.
We end at a park that's on a high bluff in Wisconsin, overlooking the Mississippi, about 1,100 feet elevation. And then they have a pathway that goes down to a boat landing, and that's where we'll pour the water into the river.
On the last day, Sharon Day posted a Facebook update describing the final ceremony ending the walk. She says when they did the final ceremony at the river's edge, it rained on everything gently. You can learn more about Nibiwak online at nibiwaks.org. Fond du Lac moccasin artist Sarah Agaton Howes has just received statewide recognition. Here's reporter Melissa Townsend with the story.
Sarah Agaton Howes is one of two moccasin artists who have been named 2018 Native American Artist in Residence at the Minnesota Historical Society. But she says she wasn't always interested in making traditional art.
My mom's an artist and had tried to teach me to be when I was a teenager, but I just threw it across the room and was like, this takes forever. This is so stupid, you know.
In her 20s, Sarah wanted to dance in powwows, so she had to learn how to bead to make her own regalia. Later, she started selling her beaded moccasins and earrings. She realized she was getting a lot of requests for moccasins. According to some Anishinaabe tradition, children receive their first pair of moccasins when they're 4 days old. New pairs are made for special occasions and ceremonies. And then in the end, a final pair is made for a loved one who is being buried. It's a practice that was disrupted when ancestors were taken to boarding schools and punished for practicing their culture.
I realized that what my community needed was not for me to be making things, but for me to be helping people become makers. We need a moccasin maker in every family.
So when people asked her to make a pair of beaded moccasins, she'd say,
well, I'll show you how to do it.
Since then, Sarah's taught hundreds of people in her Fond du Lac community how to sew their own moccasins. She says, at first, a lot of people are discouraged.
You're learning how to thread a needle and you're poking yourself and you're bleeding on it and you're frustrated. And all the feelings that come are coming through that. And then there's this part where people sew the moccasin inside out, and they're just like, sure, there's no way this is going to be an actual shoe. And so they're working and struggling, and I'm just kind of smiling because I know where this is going. And they flip it right side out, and there's this look on their face that is so amazing, because it's like this moment where you become this competent Anishinaabe person. Like, this is one part of us building back into ourselves. That makes sense.
As the Minnesota Historical Society's artist in residence, Sarah Agaton Howes plans to produce a book of patterns for moccasin making.
This set of patterns that I've developed will end up being there for everybody else. Because what these things are all for is for everybody. None of them are just mine.
The Minnesota Historical Society is also naming Dakota artist Cole Jacobson as artist in residence. Jacobson is focused on Dakota moccasin making and material culture. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.